Kłaniam mu ty swe,
Gospodyne.
Nie doju, Lord.
Gospodyne mój, Boże mój.
My Lord and my God, living and present.
Nie
doju with the words of your Apostle Thomas. My Lord and my God.
Nitko drugi nije Gospodin.
No one else is Lord. No one else is God. You alone are. And you alone to be adored. With everything that we are. With all of our interior unbeliefs. And with all the faith that we can have. With our entire life, body, mind, spirit, emotions, with all that we are. Tonight we desire that you may be the center of our lives. You, who is the center of all that exists. You, through whom everything that is, exists. Tonight we desire, taught by the Apostle Thomas, we desire to step back and permit you to be the heart of all existence, the heart of our relationships, the center of our lives. You, who because of us conquered death.
Tebi koji se nisi bojao uzeti na sebe poruge.
You, who was not afraid to take the ridicule and rejection upon yourself. The horror of pain and death and suffering. You, who with endless love conquered death. You, the risen Lord, the living, eternal, present God, we adore you.
Gospodine Jesuse, naša je vjera.
Lord Jesus, our faith is weak. But such as weak it is founded upon your apostles who saw you risen.
Ojačaj našu vjeru.
Strengthen our faith.
Da možemo svim srcem htjeti.
But with all of our hearts, we may desire for you to be the center of our lives. That with all of our strength, we may have trust in you, in your word.
U istinitost tvoje riječi.
In the truth of your word. In your nearness.
Osnaži našu vjeru.
Strengthen our faith.
Thank you. Thank you.
For those among us who are convinced that they do not have faith, whose hearts are tormented by doubts,
for
them it is enough to have only a moment of your nearness and your love, and everything will be different. Implore you that tonight they may experience that you are alive, that they may experience your love, your nearness. That is enough, as it was enough for Thomas.
I
pray to you that you may give them the strength that they may be able to open their hearts. They may be able to permit you to awaken life within them.
That
they may be able to see it with your, the power of your love and your spirit. We implore you to give us patience with them, that we may not look at them with wrong ways, especially that we may not judge or condemn them. We pray to you for the patience that your disciples had with Thomas, aware that you are alive, risen, but aware that they cannot produce faith in any heart. But with a heart sufficiently broad, that they may have the patience with their neighbor, with those who have not yet come to know that you are alive. Together with them, we desire to pray to you for our brothers and sisters, that you may lead them into the community of the faithful,
that
they may feel the fullness of joy, that they may be permitted to share the faith of your church.
I želimo te moliti za nama značajne ljude.
And we desire to pray to you for those people who are significant to us, for members of our family, for our friends, who have not come to experience your love.
Oslobodi nas svake osude.
Free us of every judgment and give us a pure heart, exactly like the one your disciples had before Thomas permitted for love to be ignited within him, love for you. Especially pray to you for those who are important to us, significant and near to us, and those who do not understand us in faith, who have a heart filled with doubts.
For
them also, only a moment of your nearness is enough.
Mi te molimo da ga smiju iskusiti.
I implore you that they may experience this.
Da se u njihovom srcu,
that in their hearts, in their eyes, upali
svjetlo vjere.
The light of faith may be ignited. That their mind may be opened. That they may be able to rejoice in their existence, in the fullness of life. We pray to you to give us the strength even to be able to take our family and those who are nearest to us seriously, the way you took Thomas seriously, without judgment, without rushing, without rejection, without giving them lectures with a finger raised in the air, wagging. Give us broadness of our heart. Give us trust in your love.
Daj da možemo moliti za njih.
That we may be able to pray for them.
Sa svakim od nas ti si imao jednako strpljenje.
For each one of us you had the same patience, and among us there are many of those who waited a long time to open their hearts to you, and yet you didn't reject anyone. You did not shut the door to anyone. You waited for some of us for decades, patiently opening the door. And that from this that we may learn to be patient towards others. Give us a meek heart that will not judge.
And da se te molimo.
And above all we pray to you
biti mjesta,
that we ourselves may be the places where they will experience your divine love,
razumijeva,
your meekness and understanding, your light. Yes, I have to pray to you for the priests among us who feel that their faith is weak and that it is disappearing. They are yours. And they need nothing except your nearness and your love. Implore you that their hearts may be filled with your spirit, with the awareness that you are alive and that you need them. We believe that they are important to you, that you have not renounced them. That in your heart there is a great place for them. Pull them from the darkness of unbelief and disappointment. Fill their hearts with the joy of serving you again. I pray to you for the priests who have come to this place to you. Let them return back to their homes with an awareness that their prayers have been heard, that they have encountered you, that they may know that you are sending them and that you are with them.
As
tonight we watch how you with open wounds come to Thomas,
and
notice that the healed wounds did not disappear, that on your risen body the wounds are open still, the wounds that no longer hurt but are visible, that have been transformed into a place of grace. So we desire to pray to you for all those among us who bear their open wounds, that with a meeting with you that they may also become places of grace, of experience of your risen strength. Nowhere has the faith been ignited so much as upon the healed wounds that are not hidden, the wounds that we no longer fear, of which we are certain that they are healed with your love.
Mi te molimo I za one
koji... And we pray to you also for those who no longer dare to pray that you heal their wounds.
To te molimo vjerom koja možda nije njihova.
We pray to you with a faith that perhaps is not theirs, but it's the faith of your church, our faith.
Te molimo da se smiju vratiti svojim
kućama. Pray to you that they may return to their homes healed.
Da njihove rane njihovim najbližima.
That their wounds
susreta s tobom.
For their nearest ones may be places of a meeting with you, places of faith.
Gospodine, želimo te moliti za
sve. We desire to pray to you for all those among us who are like Thomas Aquinas,
apostola,
like Thomas Didymus, the apostles, placed in the highest conditions according to which they will believe. Are conditions according to which they could believe in you. You know their hearts.
Točno.
You know exactly what is in them.
Molimo da mogu dobiti dobar odgovor.
And we pray to you that they may receive the good answer, the clear answer, your answer.
Večeras ti želimo, Gospodine,
zahvaljujemo. Tonight, Lord, we desire to thank you.
Da nam je pomogla.
For the people whose faith has helped us. That we open ourselves.
U čijoj vjeri
smo. For those people in whose faith we have found the answers to our doubts.
Blaženi koji ne vide, a vjeruju.
Blessed are they who do not see and believe.
Vjeru.
Give us, O Lord, the faith that will lean on your word.
Daj nam vjeru.
Give us faith in your presence, in your nearness.
Tvoju sakramentalnu prisutnost.
Your sacramental presence.
Tvoju volju da nam budeš blizu.
In your will to be near us.
Daj nam vjeru.
As faith in your love.
Daj nam vjeru jaču od naših su.
Give us faith stronger than our doubts. Stronger than the doubts of the world. Give us faith that will not want to prove something, but the faith from which we can do what is good, to speak the truth, to love others. To love the world.
Vjerovati životu.
To believe in life.
Ojačaj našu vjeru.
Strengthen our faith. Make it more profound, more firm. Strengthen it.
Učini da uzrasti.
Grant that it may grow.
Da ne ostane samo sitna.
That it may not remain tiny. But that it may overcome all of our life, all of our relationships.
Da osvijetli um.
That may illuminate the mind.
I oživi emocije.
And bring to life emotions. That it may imbue our relationships.
Vjeru,
give us faith, which Thomas the Didymus had after he encountered you. Faith by which he permitted you in the center with a drawing to the side. Faith that knows in simple words to express my Lord and my God.
Sedat ritui. Estet fides supplementum sensum defectui genitori genitoque laus et jubilatio salus honor virtus coque sit et benedictio procedenti ab utroque comparsit laudatio. Amen.
Panem de celo prestitisti eis
omne delectamento in se habente.
Oremus. Deus qui nobis sub sacramento miraculum
passionis tue memoriam reliquis tribue quesumus
italos
corporis et sanguinis
tui sacra mysteria
verari
ut redemptionis tue fructum
in nobis iubiter sentiamus
qui vivis et regnas in saecula saeculorum.
Amen.
Christe, Domine Jesu.
down.